session number 9068, reel 2.
Half chocolate and blue. Used to play on Southampton Common. Mm. Of course, in Southampton Common is about 100 acres there,
yes.
Part of the New Forest.
Mm.
That's, we used to carry the goalposts up there every morning, every Saturday, you know. Yeah. And, but mm. Half. Well, a kid wouldn't walk that in the day.
Mm.
Not today, would he? Wouldn't carry goalposts up there, would he? No, I think we're a bit tougher in them days.
Mm.
Well, we had to be.
Yes.
There's no transport.
Mm.
Oh, what a good run round. And when I left the Navy, I went with the Duke of Westminster, yachting with him.
Oh, did you? Yes.
Mm, had a couple of years with him.
Mm.
Had to cut his sack. That was a good job.
Mm.
Good boss he was.
Yes.
That was a turbines.
Yes.
Gear turbines, all fuel. Mm. I went more in that yacht than I did in the Navy. We went out all up through around the Mediterranean and over to, you used to go over Deauville, over there, in July. I played crib there with old Solly Joel.
Mm.
It was Solly Joel, Duke of Westminster, Ellerman, Guinness. They all used to boot you over there. You would know them when they was out. They used to have just a little old pre-cap up, and, you know, that's what they used to go for, not to be recognised.
Yeah.
We were in a pub there one Sunday in Deauville in August, four of us, and Shaw from the Cuddy Sark, and we was playing crib in this pub. And that day, we went to the race meeting. Steve Donaghy was over there racing at the time. And then his stable lad give us all the winners of the four races that afternoon. And we had hundreds of, Franks.
Mm.
And come to the last race, of course, the other two chaps with me, they was a big sport, big race at bed. So, well, I said, let's stick to what he's told us, that lad. I said, we won three lots. And put it all on the last one, a bloke named Gardner was riding the French horse. Oh, and he says, Mass Marble won the Cambridgeshire last year.
Mm-hmm.
Look how he won it easy. Put it on Mass Marble.
Yeah.
Of course, they 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said, go on then, put it on. Come in ninth out of field of 15. I said, there you are.
Yeah.
Because the horse was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, then we used to go up north of Scotland, you know.
Mm.
We went right up through the Norwegian Fords, up to North Cape with Guess, you know. It was a nice little boat, that was. Mm. 80 knots, you know, for days and days.
Mm.
We come from Jib to Pompey in about 2 days. Over 18, you know.
Mm.
No trouble, she wasn't. Two little girl turbines and... When we went astern, full speed astern, it was like a kid crying. Two big gear turbines. They were one much bigger than casket.
Yeah.
Oxford Elevere.
Mm.
Oh, I had a nice dog. I left it because it was too gay life. We laid in Monte Carlo every year for 2 months.
Mm.
We'd go up the casino at night, come off first watch, you know, because it was always in 4 or 5 watches. You only keep the dynamo going like
that.
And we get in the dinghy and go up the casino. Got two casinos in Monte Carlo, the municipal and the grand casino.
Mm.
We just got the municipal. It was all right up there. I won about 1,700 francs here one night. And I said to my mate, you go off and keep my medal, and I'll keep your forenoon tomorrow. Now he says, we want to go up to Nice. Tomorrow, we've got the niece, you know. Mm. Oh, I says, if luck was in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we went, took our money and went aboard. We went up Nice the next day with tram. Which tram's in, buses now. Yeah, we shall lay Monte Carlo, all right. Just go there in October and come away about end of January. And then he used to... every July he used to be south of France, over in Deauville. We brought his daughter from he had a Scotch place in north of Scotland, you know, on the Duke of Sutherland's estate. And it's all the gillies out there loved the old Duke, you know, because he used to go away to shoot lodges. He never used to stop none of the servants all the time. His mother's born, buried up on that estate, on the Highland up there.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, we brought a lamb. What his daughter? He had two daughters, you know, Lady Ursula and Lady Mary, and one married a jockey, one of them Shankleys. And Lady Mary was more of a tomboy. She was more for the horses at that, you know. And we brought a lamb down, or a pet lamb from right up there to Chester, his own place, you know.
Yes.
At Liverpool, that was his. That was the headquarters there. Mm. Yeah, all the money and everything used to come through that his house and estate in Cheshire.
When you first joined as a stoker, what was the training like?
Oh, not so bad.
What did you have to do?
First thing we went through was a swimming course. Back at Pompey Town Hall. First... we had to go down and pick out a swimming class, and you had to pass out swimming. Of course, that used to take, well, I could swim before I went and go down there, like, but learning to swim, most of them. And the instructor was there, and he spotted me one more. I was dodging it because he used to come out of there and then go in a shop opposite. Where they sold donuts and coffee.
Yeah.
And we used to go in there, you see. That was better.
Swimming.
That was better than going on parade, really. So I was trying to hang on. I'd gone for 3 days, and he says, hey, you, up and down. And I'd pack it up.
Yeah. How did they train you then, wasn't it?
Hey?
Your initial training was in coal.
Yes.
Well, they gave you practice, sort of just chucking coal on fire, did they?
Yeah, they had stones. In the old Nelson, down below, the Bloomwood Flint stones, and you had a shovel with numbers, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3 in the furnace. And them stones, they were not like coal, not so soft as coal. But then they used to put your fuel... fuses for shells, all through that, you know. And then a very good course. Then we had a month on the on the parade with small arms, rifle, drill, and all that. Oh, it was a good course when I first joined the Navy.
Yeah.
I used to march from the old Nelson on the parade ground with the old bloke with a drum and 2 or 3 fifes and one thing or another. Oh, there was about 6 classes. Of course, all them big four funnel ships was coming in them days, weren't they? You know, they wanted dunderstokers.
Yes.
They wanted stokers at any price. And that's why it was, I suppose.
What did you do on your leaves on the whole when you got them? You went ashore most places, did you, when you went?
Eh?
What did you do when you went ashore, usually?
Oh, I used to go dance halls, mostly. Anywhere was a dance hall, I was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, we went round Harwich, you know. When we come down from Scotland, we bought the First World War, we laid there 3 months, saving all of the stores, you know. You weren't allowed to light up. If you wanted to shish, you had to have a kedge anchor. You know, all that. Well, I should go ashore there. Now, the blokes who come ashore along with me, my meeting that jock was showing. And he says, when I was walking along, everybody knew me. I says, well, there you are. I says, you go in the pub, no bugger wants you never. I says, you go to dance, all you get to know everybody in the place.
Yeah.
And I was get invited out to tea and that, you see, and now all that stuff. It's more profitable in the pubs, I says.
Yeah, what dances do they do? What dances did you do initially?
Oh, we used to have the old Only Fox Soft and all the square ones, you know, quadrille lancers and Spanish waltz and all them lot, you know.
What about partners?
Oh, I would never take a partner, I always pick one. There was plenty of girls in them days, and they're only too glad to be picked in them days. Men would go up, you know.
Yes.
And of course, in Portsmouth, it was all right, because there was the Albert Hall and Wellington Hall, and you know, and we always looked for Rachel's. If ever we went to dance hall in Portsmouth, there's a lot of Jews there, you know. We always look for Rachel's. They're always good dancers.
Well, they were, really.
Yeah. They don't like radical, as you don't. And a Jewish woman don't, you know. And you see a Jewish girl in dance, always a good dancer. Treat the dance with them.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Jews in Portsmouth at that time at Queen Street. They all had shops up there, Simmons's. Nearly all uniforms, and you know. And
yes.
Oh, in Portsmouth, of Unity Hall, Hodfellers Hall, Long Memorial Hall.
No. Did many other Stokers go to the dance hall?
No, they were all in booze. That's what filled me up.
Yeah. You took your tot, did you?
Eh?
You took your tot, did you?
Oh, I was not when it was free water.
No.
When I got to the straw, we had neaters. I started then.
Yes.
Well, one and one, you know.
Yes. You were a tea before then, were you? Tea before then. Were you Templeton?
No, I was on PO.
No, before you, when you were a Stoker, did you take up your grog?
Oh yeah, I took it up. We used to give it away mostly.
Yes.
You get anything done.
Yeah.
Oh, I never stopped. I never had the money.
No.
Of course, it was only 8p one day and 3 fines the next.
So it wasn't worth it. Really.
And then they started the fruttons.
Yes.
And then a lot stopped it, did they?
Yeah.
I never stopped mine. You go to get. Make a pair of funeral stuff for a couple of tops and running, you know.
Yes.
Yes, that handy thing if you didn't drink it.
You get people to do things for you for a tot, yes.
They'd do it for a tot, but they wouldn't do it for money.
Well, like cooks for the mess, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yes, I started around Ireland and finished up in North Russia. Ireland. I like the Belgium coast, you know, the dunes and that. We used to go on them canals swimming, you know, and all that. I was better than being up in the Grand Fleet.
Grand Fleet, yes. Yeah. You're very much on your own.
Yeah, small boats, you see.
Yes.
We'd get the football and go out on the jetty and play out about, you know, nobody interfere with us or nothing.
Yeah.
No, it was better over there than it was up in the Grand Fleet. Of course, we used to get old Jerry over, bombarding Dunkirk now and again from Dick's Mews, you know.
Yes.
Used to drop them 11-inch shells every 7 minutes. And one day he started it in the morning about 6 o'clock. They dropped them every 7 minutes, different parts of Dunkirk. And old Bacon was Admiral was at Dover at the time. And old Bacon come across there in the destroyer. And as soon as he got in the harbour, the bugger stopped. You ought to hear the troops. See, the bloody German.
Must have seen him coming.
Yeah. Funny thing it was, though. 11 o'clock they stopped, dropping beneath us from Dick's Mews. They had a gun up there, run under a tunnel. They used to bring them out and oil it and ran off a few round now and again. They caught the hangers there, over there one day, though. The French played up well over it, said we wasn't protecting them.
What actually did you, you know, what action did you do in the Monitor? Anything, what action did you do in the Monitor?
Oh, we was always along the coast. We got fired out two or three times. We had our galley on deck, you know, and we'd had a scrap, a couple of destroyers had come out there. They were, and we fired, and we were in action for about an hour, a couple of hours. And he says, they're gone, nobody hit, an old Morty Cook in the galley. He looked at his clock, what's this? And there's a lump of scrap in the clock.
Yeah.
They get a bit close that time.
Yeah. But you were on the whole, you were a PO then, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were in the engine room, presumably.
Yeah.
Were there other POs on board? There's a chief, and yourself.
When we was on the Belgium coast, there was a chief stoker, me and another PO. When the war finished, went out North Russia, I had to do the chief's job. And we had another PO come.
Yeah.
See, we had three POs and ten stokers. Only carried ten stokers. But it all had to be two badgermen.
Yeah.
You know, stayed men. Yes, we have North Russia. We've got the River Dwina. There were some gunboats up there, the glowworm, cockchafer, and all them. They was nice little boats. They had three rudders, you know, and 6-inch they was. They used to get up the river, they were flat bottom. They could get up further than us. We did have a pop mess up there, though. There was two of the dance class, the step dance and the tamfangle. They got up the Dwina too far. When they broke the ice, we sent a demolishing party up there first to break the ice so the monitors get up and boats can get up. And they got up too far. And in the summer, it drops. And they dropped. And they had to leave them up there. Take everything off and blow them up.
Yeah.
Got up too far up the Dwina. And to the dance class, deaf to have a dance finger. There was a packet of woodbines, five fowler.
That one, yes.
The Gaskell.
Yeah.
I think they took her over. Some people. Yeah, there's a packet of woodbines coming.
Good. Well, thank you very much indeed. I think that runs through the month of the tables we have. I think you'll...